Welcome to What the Fog, the podcast.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Michelle. And we love to have honest, open,
and often ridiculous conversations
about all things midlife,
usually over coffee.
And we'd love you to join us.
There'll be cringy moments.
There'll be tears.
There'll be raw moments.
But there'll be plenty of laughs too.
Oh, definitely laughs.
So if you're a woman of a certain age, come and join our conversation as we talk about
health,
beauty,
music,
books,
fashion,
and of course, our fog moments.
So grab your favourite cuppa,
get comfy,
and let's chat.
Oh, hi Lou. We're back again.
Oh, hi Michelle. We are. So our next episode, and we've got the number, haven't we?
We've no idea what number we're up to, so we're just saying, next episode.
Also, if you're listening, thank you, and thanks for being patient. I know we've not been here. We've been AWOL, haven't we?
We have been AWOL. It's been a bit much, hasn't it?
There's been too much happening. And in fact, before we started this podcast, we just sat in Michelle's little office here and we sat on the chairs and we've had a proper therapy session, haven't we?
We have actually, yeah. We did stop halfway through and say we really should just be talking about all this.
We should. And Michelle poured us a cup of tea and we didn't even drink that because we're just too busy talking. Yeah. But I feel better, and do you feel better?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. I think that's been, because we were saying we never know what we're going to talk about, do we? We don't script. Sometimes we have a rough idea of something we might want to cover. More often than not, we don't, do we?
No.
But this has literally just come to me, because I didn't even say this when we were sat talking, that a massive lesson for me recently has been that a lot of my feeling up and down and a bit swamped, I realise has been because I've not been connecting enough.
Yes, yes.
I've just not been, because I work for myself, so I work on my own.
Yeah.
I see you every week, thank God.
Thank God.
Thank the heavens for that. You're my saviour. But outside of that,
yeah,
you know, I've got clients that need me, so I'm giving. Mm-hmm. Partner that's needy, yeah. And all of that. And so I just haven't been connecting with other people and good energies.
That's really true. That is so true. And last week, if anybody follows our Instagram, I hadn't done a post, and we've said we're going to do, we'll talk about that in a bit, but I did a post last week, and honestly, it wasn't a good day, and I had no makeup on.
I still look amazing.
And I just
not do.
And I just went on and I did what I said, and I was kind of laughing. Said, "Oh, we've been on a retreat, and we've been to Indonesia. We've had these massages, lots of freebies." And I went, "Absolute rubbish. Done nothing." But I think that's where Instagram is. It's downfall. Sometimes it's so much out there, isn't there? That everyone's an amazing life, and the reality probably isn't true. I know for celebrities it will be, but your average person, you know, sometimes when things get a lot and we're not connecting, then you do fall down that hole a bit, don't you?
Yeah, and Instagram particularly can be a bit shallow in that respect, can't it? But don't you find that Facebook kind of is the opposite?
Yeah.
It's all negative.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, oh, woe is me, yeah, my life's awful, everything's bad, the world's horrible.
True.
So I think Facebook is too far the other way.
You don't know where to be then, do you?
So anyway, just in your own little
just
world.
Just be here.
Just be
us
on the podcast with us. Girls.
But yeah, so I think we were just said before that because of the age we are now, late 50s, we've gone from where at the other end, well, I am personally with elderly relatives, which is becoming a full-time job.
Yeah.
And I won't go into it, but when you think things are okay, settling down, then something else happens.
Yeah.
So it's that is becoming taking over. And you realise then that panic that, oh my God, is this going to be us in 20 years?
Yeah.
15 years even, I don't know. But so I think everyone has things going on in their lives, and it's just a matter of how do you manage it all without becoming bogged down too much and then unhappy.
Yeah, and funnily enough, I think that is from connection.
Yeah.
You have to not go it alone. Because there is, I don't know whether you do this, but there's a tendency for me when there's a lot going on, I just kind of want to hide under the duvet. Yeah. And I have another friend who does that, actually. And we both, in our friend group, are accused of going into hiding.
Yeah.
And when we go into hiding, they know there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Because we're we either don't know how to articulate it or process it, or we don't want to burden people with it.
Yeah.
So we're just going to hiding. Yeah. And let me tell you, that never works out well.
It doesn't.
It never works out well. The only way to get over and through things is to not do it on your own.
It's dry. Well, do you remember that book back in the day, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus?
Yeah.
And I bought that because of a relationship I was in at the time, because I couldn't understand this person. Because when anything went bad, it went so quiet. And I kept thinking, is that me? What's going on? Mm-hmm. And I read this book, and it was the men going to the well and to deal with it. Yeah. And I can see that with us a bit sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I can tell if you go quiet and you come with me and we just send a little nudge and you're all right. But you understand you're processing things, aren't you?
Yeah.
You go quiet because you're processing. And then when you need that, when you're coming out of it, then you think, right, I need people now. I need to talk and I need to be around people that give me energy and boost me.
Yeah. But I think you also need that one, you know, it only needs to be one person, of course you're my person, that throws a hook down.
Yeah.
To, you know, when you're in the bottom of the well, who throws the hook down to get you out?
Yeah.
You need that one person that knows you down the well.
Yeah.
It's true. And can lift you out.
Yeah. And you can talk to that person about anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're never ever going to get judged by that.
You know, it's funny, I was talking to somebody about trust yesterday, a man. About trust, and I was saying, this particular man is going through a hard time, and I was saying, you know, you're not got any close friends that you can confide in, and it's like, no, you know, not many men have close friends like that.
No, they don't.
And I was saying, yeah, I know that's a thing, but it, you know, it's interesting why. And he said, I think it's a trust issue because of this, you know, the masculine thing of always being seen to be able to cope and think. And once somebody sees you in a different light, they never see you in the other light again.
No.
And then they feel like that breaks down trust. And you got, and it just reminded me of a quote, and I meant to look it up and see whose it was, but I can't remember. And it's one of my old mentors said it to me, but it wasn't his, it's somebody famous. Said, the best way to know whether you can trust somebody is to trust them.
Oh, as simple as that.
Simple as that.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And then they will, at some stage, or at several stages, prove to you whether or not they can be trusted. But if you go through your life not being able to trust and share and express yourself, that's poisoning yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if I didn't have you to share with and, you know, trust you more than I trust myself, probably. I would be poisoning myself.
Mm.
You know, all the stuff that happens to you, it does build up like toxins, doesn't it?
Yeah. Not quite emotional now.
It's connection is a big thing, isn't it? And I think when you're going through all that, like we called it a responsibility sandwich, didn't we?
Yeah.
You might still have younger, not necessarily children,
because
your children, even when they're in their 40s, are still your children, aren't they? But you might still have them depending on you and making demands of you. And then you've got older people and then maybe even your community, maybe some of your friends even. And then you've got your own stuff.
Yeah.
And you get caught in that vortex, don't you? And that's when you need that somebody or some people to throw the hooks in and go, come on, just come out for a bit.
Yeah.
You can go back in later, but just come out for a bit and have a rest.
I think that's it. You've both got two lots of in-laws and parents, which we have, so you could pretend you've got four people there. At some point things are going to happen, and now ours is three, so we had the one, which was hard. Now there's three
twinkling numbers,
which is getting a full-time job. And I'm not sounding uncaring, because believe me, I have been
I've
been given and given, but it's beginning to take its toll.
I think partly because we talked about this, didn't we? Because it makes you think about your own future.
Yeah, and that frightens me so much, because I've been seeing hospital, I've been, and that's my tummy rumbling if you can hear it, care homes, hospitals again, and it's like constant, and you see what potentially is out there, and I swear to God, I'm telling you now, putting on here, we're going for a long weekend in Switzerland. We're going to live it up, girlfriend, and we're going to wear our best clothes, and then we just go into one of those lovely clinics.
No, I've got a new idea.
Oh yeah, what's that?
So I think, you know, I think we buy a plot of land. We put some lovely cabins. I've seen the cabins. You've seen them.
Oh yeah, well, yeah.
I might have to put a picture in the Facebook group. Put some lovely cabins on there, and we have a central kind of community centre. So we all have our own cabin, but we have a central community centre, and we have a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
On site.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, whatever else we need. And we just all pool whatever funds we've got. And we just create our own little community. Only women.
Yeah.
Women. Only women
alone. But when the time comes for us to say goodbye to this wonderful earth, that's what I mean, going to,
yeah.
We have to bend, think, we just hold hands and maybe just
start. Just walk into the woods.
Oh, yeah. Or the sea. I don't know. But it's just that... After talking to you this morning, I feel a lot better.
Okay? Yeah.
So I'm sure anybody who's listening to this will be experiencing that, because you're all at that age group and it's going to be happening. But you're not on your own.
Honestly, no, you've got us. You've got our community. And, you know, if you haven't already got that one person that will hook you out of the well, then look in our community.
Yeah.
And connect with people. You know, that's what we set the community up for, really, isn't it? For people to connect.
Yeah.
And feel like they're not alone. So.
Yeah, and I know we're responsible for the last few months of not being here, and we're really sorry about that, because we were loving it. We were really loving it. But we'll be honest as well, financially, we can't afford to do it. We've had to give a break, haven't we? We did have... We had to say thank you to Emma. I should have said that at the beginning. Sorry, Emma did give us a coffee last... 2 months ago.
Thank you, Emma.
But honestly, it's a lot to fund every month, isn't it?
It's a lot to fund, and then just keeping on top of it, checking have we got enough money in?
Yeah.
Can we still afford to carry on? Yeah. Even that's a bit of a stress as well, isn't it?
But we've said, right, you know what? We do need to do it for us. We need it because we have so many nice comments. But honestly, if you really do get something out of this, then please just give us a donation, because it will mean we can carry on. And I've said now, if I was to buy a chocolate bar, which are now a ridiculous amount of money, aren't they?
Or a
coffee. And you get nothing from that. Maybe a hit of caffeine or a sugar rush.
Yeah, for a short period of time.
But if you get something out of this for an hour, and you might think, oh God, I get what they were saying.
Yeah.
I'm in that. And you feel a bit lighter, or you've laughed something that we've said, then to me that is worth a couple of quid or whatever you come up to spend. But
I know it's called buy me a coffee, but it's much less than the price of a coffee.
You can buy multiple and some people have in the pocket.
Emma did,
but that's why we've not been here, and it's not because we didn't want to be here, it's because, you know, we've had to just
a combination of stuff going on in the background.
Definitely.
And that, but also I wanted to say, remember, please, everybody, that you are this community as well. So you don't have to wait for us to do things. You don't have to wait for the new podcast episode. No. You don't have to wait for us to post in the group. You can go in there and, you know, create the environment as well. It's yours as much as it's ours.
Exactly.
So please don't think that because we're not in there doing things, you can't. We'd love you to go in and do stuff.
We're just in a dark room crying, aren't we?
rocking in a chair.
Thinking, oh my God, help.
Trying to find the positives. I have to say, I've got to share this with the girls because they're our confidants, aren't they? Before we started, I said, what are we going to talk about? As usual, we say, I don't know, we'll just see what happens when we turn the mic on. But then I said, have we got anything positive or light to share at the end? Because that's our SP, isn't it? That's what we did.
Oh, yeah,
and we kind of both just went, I'm not sure. We'll wait till we get there.
You're right, my husband this morning said, what you're going to talk about today? And I went, I don't know. I said, we never know till we start.
We never know.
That isn't a lie. If you saw us now, we're both hunched over these mics with a little cup of tea. There's no notes, is there?
No, there's nothing. We haven't got anything. No.
We used to be a lot more.
We used to at least have a few bullet points.
We did.
But, you know, I always think, because we always say, don't we, that we want it to feel like the girls are sitting down at a table with us in a coffee shop having a chat.
Yeah.
Well, you don't sit down with your friends at a coffee table and go, right, get your pen and paper out, what we're going to talk about.
What's on the agenda today?
You just talk.
It's true. It's so true. But yeah, this week I did have a couple of funny things I thought I must remember to tell you. And I nearly wrote it down, and then I did forget, and then I remembered again now, so it's fine. My brain is still working.
Shall we leave on that then? Shall we make it a short one and leave on a high?
But you said you had one before.
Oh, I had one from just yesterday.
Do you want to, if I can remember it?
Yeah.
You go for it.
While you're remembering. Well, I went to potentially meet my good friend, actually. Who won't name, but she's going through her own stuff at the moment. You'll know who you are if you listen to this, and I'm sending you loads of love. she had a bit of an incident with high blood pressure, and there's a lot going on for her at the moment, so she had to run off to A&E, which was awful. But I was waiting for her in this coffee shop, and it's a coffee shop that you're allowed to take your dogs in. You know I'm obsessed with animals, particularly dogs. So I got up to go. I'm sat at this table. It's at the end of a row, a little table for two. And I got up to go and fuss this black Labrador, ask its name and its, you know, its life history and all, like I do. And I went back and sat down. And I went, oh, what a lovely dog. And I'm just waiting for my coffee. And then this man came, complete stranger, and sat on the chair opposite me and smiled at me. And I thought, care in the community, what's going on here? And I said, hi. And he went, hello. And he's just carried on staring at me. And he went,
think it was speed dating?
Yeah, I don't know what I thought it was. And then suddenly it dawned on me. I sat back on the wrong table.
Get lost. You had not.
I went, oh, God, I'm so sorry. And he said, I was willing to wait and have a coffee with you till you realised. I said, but you're welcome to stay if you want. This old fella.
Oh my God.
But this is what happens. You know, I mean, it's natural fog brain anyway, but particularly if I'm around animals. I call him my brother. He's not my real brother. Bought me a T-shirt, do you remember? Yeah. That says, I'm sorry I'm late, I saw a dog.
Well, any time we go out, honestly.
I can go missing because there's a dog. Yeah.
Oh, you do. Oh, bless. Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
Well, I can't guarantee it won't happen again. Well, maybe it's a way of making new friends.
Yeah, but it does give a new meaning to speed dating. We're just going to sit somewhere.
Yeah, it was about 85. Oh. But he was lovely.
Oh, you probably made his day. Oh. Just think of that, you've made his day. Mine was so I've not been on my exercise bike. This is another thing that's telling me that I've not been on my sewing machine, I've not been on my bike. So things are telling me that I'm not,
it's a sign,
not doing well. But last Sunday, we've had the worst weather as well in England.
Oh.
I think it's apparently the wettest year we've ever had.
Ever, on record.
So my bike is in the shed, and it's in itself, that isn't the nicest
place. No, it sounds very glamorous.
I mean a shed, and it's just, anyway. So I thought, I'm going to go on my bike. The sun was out for about 20 minutes, and it gave me that energy boost. So I thought, right, I'll get my headphones. They're on the side of the bedside table. Were they there? No, they weren't there.
Oh.
So that started me thinking, but I did remember seeing them because I charged them. So where are they? I opened my little jewellery box thing, not in their drawer, not in there, under the bedside table, not in there. So that went for about 20 minutes. So then I had to shout, my husband, can you come and help me? I can't find it because you have to pull the bedside table out. Yeah. And it's a big thing. So pull that out. I found lots of things down the back of that I hadn't.
Other nice surprises.
So if I get tablets, I've forgotten about that. So that went on for an hour. And I'm kidding you not, and I was getting stressed out then. It started to rain. I thought, right, maybe it's a sign, don't go on your bike. And I went, where are they? Where are they? I've lost them. And they're like, oh, God, have I put them, took them down like our usual?
Oh,
have you gone downstairs with things to put in the bin and thrown them away? And then I saw my specs on the side. I thought, I'll put them in the case. Open the case, and they're in there.
They're in your glasses
case? In the glasses case.
And where are your glasses?
Just on the side.
Oh, not in the case.
No. And my husband looked at me, and he just shook his head.
Yeah.
I went, I know, Dawn. But, so I found them, which was good. And I did go on my bike, and I put some banging house 80s tunes on. This is how it started.
Oh, God, is that Steve Silk Hurley?
No, it was something pandy. Was he called something pandy? Oh, and I went down a rabbit hole of proper house tunes on the bike.
So it was meant to be.
So I did half an hour.
Brilliant.
And I say I've not been on it for
half an hour's a lot.
4 or 5 months. So I felt better with that. And then the other thing this week, which was quite funny, my stomach is growling. I know, can hear it.
We need our French toast.
I've not eaten anything this morning. And I went to work and I had a pair of short knicker things on. And halfway through the day, I thought, these are absolutely killing me, these. They were digging it. So I was telling the girls, I said, these have either shrunk in the wash or I've put a stone on in weight because they are going in the bin when I get home. And that was another thing. I thought, right, underwear that now seems to not fit anymore.
Yeah.
It's depressing, isn't
it? Yeah.
So that's all gone. But this week I feel quite happy being on the bike. That's going to try and be up on my list. And I've seen you. So the two good things this
That's
week.
A double positive, the bike thing, because yeah. Not only do you do the exercise, but you gave yourself half an hour to listen to some amazing music.
And it was some good tunes, and I'd forgotten because I would just keep downloading, you know, when you hear something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was an era, wasn't it?
Oh, what? Don't get started on that. We'll be here another hour, won't we?
So, yeah, and I think with that mindset, I'm going to get on the bike a bit more. And it does, apart from the... Like, so the exercise is the music.
The music, and it's the endorphins, and it, yeah. I mean, I do. I just, when it gets a bit much, I just get my headphones in and go for a walk.
Yeah, and that's as good, isn't
and
it?
Sometimes, actually, because it's spring here at the moment, sometimes I don't even bother putting my headphones in. I'll just listen to the birds.
Yeah, the bird, yes.
And it's lovely, just that connecting with nature. Or I'll stick my headphones in, listen to a book, or listen to some music, depends what mood you're in.
Yeah, I've read some good books as well. I've been going rifling through my books one a week at least.
I've been rubbish. Because I'm having to read quite a lot at the moment for my CPD, for some of my qualifications.
So it's heavy reading.
Yeah. And then I've been writing, so I've been doing book collaborations, so I've been writing a lot. So I just haven't had... the headspace for sitting down reading a book.
And that escape is...
And I do miss it. I really miss it. Yeah. So I do need to carve that time out. And then because my thing is going out for a walk, of course I can't read while I'm walking.
No, or the weather. Well, yesterday I put the bedding out because I wanted to get that out on the line. And yesterday, a hailstone, right in April, torrential rain, bright sunshine, all in 30 minutes.
Yep.
And my friend who lives in Germany sent me a reel this morning, and this is how she's so amazing, because she sent a reel. It said, England, weather in the UK, and it showed this woman coming out.
Oh, I've seen it. Is it with the layers of clothes?
And she's got a bikini on over sweatpants.
Yeah.
She's got a sandal on one foot and a boot on the other foot.
Yeah. And a raincoat. And an umbrella.
And it was so funny. And I thought, this is someone who doesn't even English who gets it.
Gets it. Yeah.
And I thought, that is so true. It's like today, I didn't know what to put on, so I've got nearly everything on.
No, I've gone for always something with a hood.
Yes.
Always a little brolly in my pocket or my bag.
Yeah.
And
layers.
A pair of socks.
Oh, I see.
In my bag, in case my feet get cold.
Yeah. So it's stupid.
Layers. And now I've got like these great wide leg trousers on, but look what I've got underneath.
Oh, nice.
Leggings underneath.
I love that. Do you remember the footless tights?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember flared with a skirt over the top?
Yes.
And I went to work.
That was a Boy George thing.
Yes.
I think he was the first to do that. It had like a frilly, like a rah-rah skirt over wide.
Yeah.
Like ethnic pants, didn't
they? There was all that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, the 80s, anything went, didn't
it?
And God, I did some crazy things with fashion in the
80s. I know, but they were the good times.
Maybe we need to bring that back, just go for it.
Are we all Gen X's then?
Yeah, I think we are, aren't we? Yeah.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that was something I was going to say. And it said Gen X is a patient because it goes back to, you know, when we were all like, we used to listen to tapes, didn't we?
Yeah.
You had to rewind things, and there were so many other things. It was like...
You had to wind your car window up and down.
Yeah, I said everything was manual.
Manual.
Yeah. My Mini, though, the old, really old type Mini, used to go around the corner and the window would just fall down on itself because of the words. But they were just the best.
I've got an old Mini. That was my first car. A brown one. Look, I've got a brown Mini now, but my very first one. And it was, you could see the road through the floor.
Oh,
it's all rusty underneath.
I had a brown one as well.
Did you?
The first one was the yellow one. When I did smash that up, though.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, so we'll leave on an 80s note. Yeah. The best time.
Yeah.
Oh, so if you've listened.
Send you down memory lane now, girls. Yeah. Go on, off you go.
Yeah.
It's nice down there.
Let's go skipping down that little
path. Yeah.
Oh, if you've listened and you've liked, you know what to do. You have to share it, give us a little tick, give us a nice comment, buy us a coffee, please, yeah. And then we can carry on doing the more.
Join the Facebook group, yes. And just interact and let us know a bit more about you.
Yeah, post stuff in there.
Tell us what you think of the podcast in there.
We haven't really talked much menopausal things on here, but maybe we'll do that next time.
Yeah, we'll catch up on that next
but time. But my insomnia's back with a vengeance. That's rubbish. So something's not working.
My anxiety's bad, but I don't know whether it's menopause or just other stuff or a combination of both. Not sleeping well.
Yeah.
An eye issue. So, yeah, maybe we'll leave that for next time.
Yeah. So oh, we're still here with all that loveliness going on, mental madness in the background. But just thought we'd just come and tell you what's been happening, why we've been quiet, so you know now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
So but for now, time, girls.
You know it.
Stay safe.
Don't lose it. See ya.
Bye. You've been listening to What the Fog, the podcast.
With me, Lulu.
And me, Michelle.
If you've enjoyed the conversation, invite your friends along to join in.
And share your What the Fog moments with us. You can email us at chat@whatthefog.com.
Or you can share with us on our Instagram at whatthefog. That's WOT_the_fog.
Or why not join our private Facebook group?
We're 100% self-funded, so if you've liked what you hear, maybe you would like to buy us a coffee. All donations go towards hosting.
All the links are in the show notes. So until next time,
stay sane.
Don't lose it.